感谢神，我们今天是一个特别的日子。
Praise the Lord, today is a special day.
今天是母亲节。
Today is a Mother's Day.
我们当然知道母亲节并不是在圣经中所提到，也不是神所设立的一个节气。
Of course, we know that Mother's Day is not mentioned in the Bible and is not established by God.
但是呢，神的心意是让我们要尊敬，要孝敬，我们在地上的父母。
But God's will is for us to respect the honor of parents on earth.
所以，我们人就会，选择在一些特定的日子，特别来思想，来，尊敬或者来，称赞、赞颂，我们的母亲。今天我们接下来在下个月还会有父亲节。
So we especially chose some day.
是下个月吗 ？OK.
To meditate and to honor and to praise our mothers, and of course next month we have Father's Day.
因为其实说实话啊，就是我每到母亲节和父亲节，我总是特别头疼。
I tell you the truth, once there's a Mother's Day or the Father's Day, I've had a headache.
那么当然，我很爱我的父母啊，我也很尊敬我的父母。我只是，弟兄姊妹都知道，就是我们每一个主日信息，我们都是，跟着这个圣经，我们逐章、逐卷，甚至逐节这样来查考下来，我们一直就是这样。
And of course, I honor and I love my parents. But you know that during the Sunday sermons, we have been following the specific book and the chapter by chapter or even verse by verse.
但是，一到母亲节、父亲节呢，我就要去，去专门就是来想，哎呀，接下来这个母亲节，我们要主日信息当中要谈到哪些呢？然后母亲节、父亲节，就说实话也不是神所设立的，所以圣经中你也找不到母亲节三个字，父亲节三个字。
So when it's Mother's Day or the Father's Day, I have to think hard of what kind of message I'm going to deliver, and because the Mother's Day and Father's Day could not be found in the Bible.
所以。今天的信息就蛮短的，就是我只准备了三页纸。
So I'll deliver a very short message today. I've only prepared three pages.
我平常都是什么八页纸啊，或者甚至多一点，但是今天只有三页纸。
Usually it's about eight pages or more, but today is only three pages.
就是，其实我也给自己找一个借口啊，这样的话，聚会完了，妈妈们可以早点回家，给孩子啊，给丈夫做饭呐、
啊。I'm giving, I find, myself an excuse so that after the short sermon, that mothers can go home earlier to cook for their family.
也许今天可以不用啊，今天可能是在家里是爸爸、丈夫啊，今天要照顾太太呀、或者孩子要照顾妈妈，可能今天特殊一点。
Maybe today is a special day, and mothers don't have to cook and don't have to work, and the husband and kids will work for their mothers.
虽然母亲节、父亲节不是圣经所提到的，但是我们仍然在今天这个特别的日子，母亲节这个特别的日子，我们还是从圣经当中，来思想神对母亲的心意。
Although the Mother's Day or the Father's Day is not mentioned in the Bible, but on this special day, the Mother's Day was due from the biblical point of view to study the God's will toward mothers.
好，我们先请大家起立，我们一起来读几处圣经的经文。
And please all stand up and let's read a scripture in the Bible.
好，我们可以一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读创世纪三章十六节。
Let's read Genesis 3:16.
创世纪三章十六节起，又对女人说：“我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚。”好，我们再来读约翰福音十六章二十一节起，妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了，既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚， 因为换季世上生了一个人。好，我们再来读一处经文，加拉太书四章十九节啊，请。我小子啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Abba Father in heaven, we praise you and thank you.
啊，我们在今天为我们在地上的母亲来向神感恩。
Today we give thanks for earthly mothers.
我们把我们的母亲们交在神的手中。
And we bring our mothers into your hands.
啊，愿神加添我们母亲的信心力量，更是赐下从神来的喜乐和平安在我们的母亲们的心中。
May you give strength and faith to our mothers, and you bring peace and joy to our mothers.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
前段时间呢，就是有一个女导演导演她的第一部电影。结果票房大卖。
And a while ago, a female director has performed his first film and has got the box office hit.
然后我们要知道，这是这个女导演的第一部电影。然后呢，她这个票房到一个什么地步呢？就成为这个世界电影史上最卖座的前100部电影中的一个。
And this film was her debut, and with this film, it has entered into the best-selling top 100 movies in the world movie history.
啊，然后，她也被称为这个最卖座电影女导演。我们要知道，这是她的第一部电影呢。
And this female director has been become the best-selling female director, and this is his first film.
然后我们要知道，在世界电影史上，只有两部电影不是好莱坞制作的，就是前一百名这个最卖座电影，只有两部不是好莱坞制作。
And we know among the top 100 best-selling movies in the world history, only two of them are non-Hollywood movies.
那其中就现在就有一部是这个女导演导的第一部电影。
And one of them was the first film directed by this female director.
所以这是一个非常让一些电影业人士非常震惊的事情。
That's an amazing thing in the movie history.
我就很好奇，我就看这是什么电影呢？虽然我到现在也没有看。
And I'm curious and what kind of movie it is, although I haven't seen this movie yet.
但是我知道这个电影大致内容就是讲一个女儿回忆她的母亲。
And but I know this movie is mainly talk about a daughter's memory about her mother.
所以很显然哈，这样的一部电影呢，就是唤起了很多人心中对母亲的这个感情，引起了很多人的这个心理的这个共鸣啊。
And of course, and this movie has aroused the kind of feelings and emotions of many people toward their mothers.
在我印象中，好像还从来没有一部就是回忆父亲的电影有如此好的票房。
And in my impression, it seems there is never a movie about someone's memory about their fathers has achieved such a great box office.
有一些人呢就很羡慕这个女导演，就说她终于实现了她的梦想。
And some people would admire this female director because she has fulfilled her dream.
然后就是熟悉这个女导演的人就知道，她心里一直有个梦想，就是想拍一部关于她妈妈的电影。
And you're familiar with this female director, and you know that she has a dream that she wants to have a movie about her mother.
很多人也有这样的想法，但是呢，实现不了，没有实现。
Many other people may have the same kind of dreams, but they cannot fulfill those dreams.
有时候我们在想，哎呀，我怎样才能真正的给我妈妈真正的去怀念她、歌颂她、称颂她，我怎样才能做到最好呢？那是不是拍一部电影，然后哇，超级卖座，很多人都来看我妈妈的故事？这好像就是对妈妈最好的一个回忆，或者说称赞。
And many people have been thinking about how to have a good memory of her mother, how to honor and praise her mother, maybe to produce a movie about her mother and have the best box office. And is that a way to memorize her mother?
我刚才也提到了，在我印象当中好像还没有一个就是关于回忆父亲的一个电影如此的卖座，有时候我看到这里心里有点嫉妒啊。
And I've just mentioned that I have never thought about any movie about memory of a father has achieved such a great success, and on this point I'm a little envious about that.
我相信也是有人拍的，对不对？我的父亲呐、或者回忆我的父亲，也有人拍电影，但是呢，好像没有太多人去看。
I believe there were such kind of movies about fathers, but maybe not a lot of people are interested in watching them.
当我来思想，就是哎，为什么会这样呢？就是为什么那么多人就是对母爱、母亲的爱有更多的共鸣？后来我就看到，因为母爱当中，母亲承受了很多的痛苦。
And when I think about why so many people are interested in this kind of motherly love movies, and because mothers have bear a lot of pains for their kids.
母亲爱孩子，母爱，因为这个母爱，母亲承受了很多的痛苦，是父亲没有承受的。
Mothers love their kids, and they have borne a lot of pains for their children, and that's what fathers cannot experience.
怀胎十月是一件让人很痛苦、很难受的事情。
The 10 months of conception is a painful thing.
你行动会不方便，你很多的那个自由受到限制。
And you will move inconveniently, and your freedom are limited.
甚至就是你睡觉啊，你是各个方面每时每刻，你都会受到你腹中胎儿的影响，你逃避不了的。你不能说我现在把它拿出来休息一下，我再给它放进来。
And when you are asleep or any time, you cannot escape the limitations of the baby in your womb, and you cannot just take out and have a rest and put it in again.
就是无论你舒服不舒服，当然绝大多数情况没有舒服，都是不舒服，但是你就要接受长达好几个月，十个月。
And mothers have to bear the pain, and as long as 10 months, whether they feel comfortable or not.
我知道有些年轻的妈妈那以前是就是很会做东西吃，也很喜欢吃东西尤其是那些麻辣火锅那些，哇，吃的就很开心。
And I know a lot of mothers, when they are young, they're very good at cooking and delicious food, especially the hot pot.
但是有一天看，哎，怎么不吃了呢？你以前不是很喜欢，怎么不吃了呢？
And one day, when I saw her and said, why did you stop eating those food?
她说，哎呀，现在有孩子了，肚子里有孩子了。
She said, because I'm pregnant.
有时候一些年轻的妈妈平常生活习惯呢，就是很年轻嘛，身体很好，所以晚一点睡啊，没有关系啊，什么。
And some mothers, when they were young and because they were young and they had a habits of staying up late.
但是有时候你会觉得，哎，你现在为什么没有到处去玩呢？没有怎样啊？哎，这么早就回家，不像你啊。
And we found that they came home very early, and they do not just go around and play. And we just ask them, why did you do like this? It's not like you.
我现在当妈妈了，肚子里有孩子了。
And they will answer that, I will be a mother, I'm pregnant.
很多女孩子哇喜欢 shopping, 哇什么漂亮衣服买什么，什么漂亮包买什么。
And a lot of the girls, they like shopping and they will buy whatever clothes and the bags they like.
有些你发现，哎，你怎么不买了？哎，新款出来了，你怎么不买了呢？
And then you find them stop buying those things.
哎呀，他说我要开始存钱了，孩子要出生了。
And they said I have to save money because my child will be born.
所以很多父亲男人经历不到这些。
So a lot of fathers, a lot of men, they could not experience those things.
他孩子出生，他不用放弃他的饮食习惯，他甚至不放弃他的作息习惯，他可以过着一个没有太多改变的生活。他没有去承受很多的不方便，甚至很多的痛苦。
And when the baby is conceived, and the father don't have to change his eating habit or his schedule or some other things. He don't have to change all those things. He can keep the life he was before.
然后妈妈怎样能成妈妈呢？妈妈要生孩子啊。
And the mother becomes mother when he gives birth to a child.
生孩子很痛啊。
And it's very painful to give birth to a child.
圣经都说了，神对女人说，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚。
And the Bible says, God said to the woman that I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children.
怀胎的时候，上帝就说，我一定要加很多的痛苦在你怀胎的过程当中。
And when a woman is conceived, the God said, I will multiply your sorrow and your pain in your conception.
当你生孩子的时候呢，那个痛苦不是减轻，那个痛苦还要多。
And when you give birth to the child, and the pain is not lighted, and it's even more pain.
有人说那个痛苦的十级的那个标准，最高级哈，就是女人生孩子那个痛，有人是这样讲哈。
And some people say that the extreme pain scale of pain, that's the 10th standard of a painful, is the pain that is felt by the woman who give birth to a child.
所以男人呢，最好不要在女人面前夸口，哎呀，我不怕痛。
So men do not boast before women, said, I'm not afraid of pains.
因为你没有经历真正女人要经历的那个痛。
Because you have never experienced the pain that women experienced.
我有一次就是，我这个，发现这个有个地方有一个结石，肾结石，哇，疼的简直是不受不了，当时真的是活不下去了感觉。
Once I found a kidney stone in my body, and it's so painful that I could not bear.
哦，那就哇，什么都不管不顾了，就是哇，那真的是可以说是疼得在地上打滚呐、那个非常非常狼狈的，然后，就是这样。
And it was so painful that I just could not bear, and I even broke down to the ground, and I could not bear anymore.
后来赶紧去医院啊，后来想办法弄出来，后来那个医生给我看，哎，你看那就在这里，那个石头就在这里。
And I was sent to the hospital, and the doctor take out the stone, says that here it is.
后来我看了半天，就是看不到。
But I just couldn't see it.
太小了。
Because it was so small.
太小了，看不到。
So tiny, and I could not see it.
后来我说这么小都疼成这个样子啊。
And I asked why it is so tiny and I could be so painful.
妈妈肚子里的孩子那么大，我没有看到哪个妈妈疼成那个样子。
And the babies in mother's womb are so big, and I didn't see any mothers are so painful as I was.
然后那么大的婴儿，还要妈妈还要给他生出来。
And the mothers have to give birth to such big babies.
男人呐，你不知道那种痛苦。
Man, you do not know those pains.
所以今天。妈妈们回去，啊，是不是可以休息一下，不用做饭了？哈，不知道啊。但是
，So maybe today mothers can have a rest, take a rest.
为什么母爱就是引起最多人的共鸣呢？因为在这个爱里面，妈妈承受了很多很多的痛苦，是父亲没有承受的。
Why did the mother's love felt by so many people? Because their mothers have bear and experienced so many pains that fathers could not experience.
小宝宝生出来要吃母乳。
And when a baby was born, is born and he has to feed on breast milk.
小宝宝就是要吃奶的那个力气好大的。
And the newborn babies are very powerful when they're sucking the mother's milk.
特别是妈妈第一次就是有母乳分泌出来让孩子吃到，刚开始那段时间，那孩子要吃母乳，妈妈非常非常痛的。
Especially at the beginning, when the mothers begin to produce the milk for the babies, and the babies suck the milk, it's very painful for the mom.
作为一个男人，我只能用这样的言语去描述，但是我没有经历过那种痛，但我知道那真的是非常非常痛。
And as a man, I can only use such simple words to describe that kind of pain, but I have never experienced that kind of pain. I know it's very painful.
后来我在想，你看我们有时候男人很自豪啊，很骄傲啊，我每天的辛苦工作，我就是为了把食物可以摆上餐桌。
Sometimes men are very proud because they think they work hard so that they could bring those food on the table for their families.
后来我就在想。我说妈妈，妈妈是用自己身体分泌的乳汁喂孩子啊，妈妈不是拿外面的东西喂孩子，妈妈自己身体分泌的乳汁来喂孩子啊，哪个男人用自己身体分泌东西来喂孩子？
And but for mothers, and they use the breast milk produced by themselves to feed their children, feed their kids, and no man could ever feed their kids with something produced from their bodies.
所以想到这些哈，我就对那个导演拍那个纪念妈妈的电影那么卖座，然后纪念父亲的电影没有人看，我对这一点就完全接受了，我也一点不嫉妒了。
Thinking about this, I am very much understand why the film produced by the female director about her mother is so best-selling and no one interested in those movies about fathers.
母爱为什么伟大？因为母亲为孩子承受了很多的痛苦。
Why is motherly love so great? Because mothers have borne a lot of pain for their children.
而且妈妈甘愿的。
And also they are willingly love their children.
甘愿的。
And they were not forced, and they are willingly sacrificed for their children.
然后她为她有这样的孩子，为世界上多了这么一个人，妈妈就感到高兴，她忘记自己所承受的痛苦。
And they are glad and they are very happy about having such a child in the world, and she forgot about all her pains.
想到这里呢，我就醒察我自己，就是我作为一个男人哈，父亲，丈夫在这一点上非常的惭愧。
And thinking about this, I examine myself and I feel ashamed of being a father, being a man.
有时候就是我就会说，你看家里，你看这个是我辛苦上班赚钱买的，那个是我做的。然后对妈妈就说，哎，你看你做了什么？你又不上班，你又不挣钱。
And sometimes I will say that, see, these things is what I earned when I work hard, and those things are bought by me. And what did you do? You do not work and you do not earn any money.
感谢神哈，就是神赐给我很好的妻子，很忍耐。但是后来我又在想。哎呀，我那个东西恨不得10年前、20年前买的，我一直到今天还在念的。
Praise the Lord, and I have a very good wife with great endurance. And thinking about those things I boast about, they were purchased 20 or 30 years ago.
但是妈妈呢？妈妈承受了很多的痛苦，或者说妻子承受了很多的痛苦，但是妻子就不看这些，就忘记了。
But mothers and wives have bear
个喜乐不是他 自私的喜乐，他真是为他的孩子，为他的家庭，为他的丈夫的喜乐，他就忘记自己，不再纪念自己所承受的痛苦。
And a lot of mothers, they forgot about their pains because they had greater joy. Those greater joy are not selfish joys. This joy is for her husband, for her kids, for her families.
我还特别注意到，在我们教会每一次的祷告聚会当中，总有一位母亲或者几位母亲提出，为我的孩子祷告，为教会的孩子祷告，那往往就是姊妹提出来哈。
And in a prayer meeting, I noticed that there were always a mother or several mothers asked to pray for their kids and or the kids in the church.
很多的妈妈，她的心呐、就一直在她的孩子那里。虽然很多的孩子都已经长大，出去读大学啊，出去工作，但是妈妈的心一直就是念着她孩子。
And the mother's heart is always on their children, although some children have leave the home to go to college or go to work.
母亲的爱就是让人们纪念，让人们感动，因为母亲为孩子承受了很多很多的痛苦。
A mother's love is always remembered and touched by many people because mother has borne a lot of pain for their children.
看到这些，看到母亲的痛苦，我们就会特别想到，在这个基督教历史上面有一个很著名的母亲，她被称为流泪的母亲。
And when we talk about the pains of mothers, it reminded of us a mother in the Christian history. She was called the Mother of Tears.
然后她就是这个伟大的基督徒、伟大的神学家奥古斯丁的妈妈莫妮卡。
And she was.Monica, the mother of the great Christian and theologian Saint Augustine.
我们知道奥古斯丁是一个不仅仅是一个影响整个基督教，或者甚至可以说塑造整个基督教信仰奠基性的一个人物，而且奥古斯丁可以说是一个影响世界的人物。
We all know that Saint Augustine is a man who.Had a great influence on Christianity and also is a foundation of the Christianity and even a world.
我说这个奠基性的不是说就是他的神学思想啊如何如何，只是说他把圣经他研究他看，然后他提炼出来一些人们可以接受可以理解的一些信仰观念。这是非常非常重要的一件事情。你比如说我们今天常常说的原罪啊，说到神的恩典啊，我们说到三位一体啊，其实这些观念奥古斯丁都有非常非常大的贡献，尤其是奠基性的贡献。
And I mentioned that Augustine was a foundation of the Christianity. It's because that he had studied theBible very carefully, and he had summarized a lot of theological points in the Bible, such as the original sin, the grace of God, and the Trinity, all those kinds of things, and he has great influence on Christianity.
让我们所有读圣经的人，所有信靠上帝的人，对上帝的认识，对神的认识，有一个更加清晰、更加准确的一个认识。并不是奥古斯丁创造出什么东西，只是说他从圣经中看到这些然后让我们可以来更好的来读圣经，来认识神。
It's not because he had created something or invented something. He just summarized and carefully studied the Bible so that we have it helped us to have a better picture of the Bible and God.
就像人类历史当中很多很多伟大的人物后面往往有一个默默无闻的伟大的母亲，但是默默无闻。
Just like a lot of great figures in human history, they always a silent mother beside them.
那么莫妮卡呢，她被称为流泪的母亲，因为她常常流眼泪。
Monica was called a mother of tears because she often shed tears.
啊，莫妮卡是虔诚的基督徒，但是她丈夫呢却不是基督徒，而且她丈夫性格非常的这个残暴，对莫妮卡是非常不好的。
And Monica was a devout Christian, but her husband is not a Christian, and her husband is very bad-tempered and was treating her very badly.
然后就像许许多多这个贤德的基督徒妻子一样，啊，这个敬虔爱主的莫妮卡常常啊很久的为她的丈夫流泪祷告。
Just like a lot of virtuous Christian wives, Monica has persistently and keep praying for her husband.
啊，然后同时在生活当中仍然活出一个基督徒的一个生命的见证。
Well, at the same time, he has lived out the good testimony of a Christian.
那么最终在她丈夫临死的时候，她丈夫终于就被莫妮卡这个祷告和她这个虔诚的这个生命的见证感动，她丈夫就认罪悔改，就受洗成为基督徒。
And finally, and in the end, her husband, before his death, was converted and was touched by the prayers and the great testimony of her Christian life and confessed his sins and repented.
然后奥古斯丁因为受他妈妈的影响，从小是认识神。
And Augustine was influenced by her mother, and when he was young, he knew the Lord Jesus.
但是随着年纪的增长，奥古斯丁很快就失去对基督教的兴趣，失去对耶稣的兴趣。
As he grew older, and he quickly lost interest in Christian faith.
然后十几岁，奥古斯丁就公开宣布他放弃基督教信仰，放弃他母亲的信仰。
And in his teens, and he publicly proclaimed the abandonment of the Christian faith, which his mother believed.
然后其实那个时候的这个青少年奥古斯丁就像今天许许多多的青少年一样，就是都觉得自己很聪明。
And the young Augustine at that time, just like many youth today, they all think that they are very smart.
然后觉得哎呀，基督教信仰都是一些好像很愚昧的事情，好像都是一些不聪明的人才去信这些。
And they all think that the Christian belief is very foolish, and only those foolish people will believe them.
那么奥古斯丁从小他就显示出他过人的才华，所以十六岁的时候，他就去到当时罗马帝国的文化中心迦太基去深造。
And Augustine has showed his talent, great talent, when he was very young, and at the age of 16, he went to Cassis, the cultural center of Roman Empire for further study.
哎，那个时候就奥古斯丁的父亲已去世了嘛，所以奥古斯丁说啊，没有人管我了，我去读大学去了，而且去到当时这个罗马帝国的文化中心，很大的城市。
At that time, his father died, and Augustine said, now I have freedom, no one will have control over me, I'll go to the Cathedral, the cultural center of Rome, and no one will limit me.
很快呢，他就被当时罗马所谓上层阶级的那种糜烂堕落的那种生活风气啊，就影响。
And very quickly, and he was greatly influenced by the depraved and corrupt life in the so-called upper class in Rome.
然后他本来奥斯丁，他本来他就是很放荡的，小从小就是很不服管束、很叛逆的一个人。然后到十六岁去到大城市，就更是放荡，然后就任意妄为啊。
And Augustine, when he was little, he was kind of disobedient, and when he grew up, went to Rome, he became more debauchery and indulgent.
然后十七岁奥古斯丁就和一个妓女就同居了，十八岁就生了私生子。
At the age of 17, he began to live with a prostitute, and at the age of 18, he had his first illegitimate son.
然后同时呢，还和其他好几个妇女就是关系非常混乱的。
and also had kept an illegal relationship with several other women.
就是我们看到奥古斯丁这样，你会很难想哇，我们在讲几千年前的事情，我们觉得今天好像都是这样，是不是？
And we talk about the situation of Augustine, and you hardly think about it. Things happening thousands of years ago, and you know that it's very common today.
母亲莫妮卡知道儿子现在是这个样子，非常非常的痛苦。然后母亲每天都为他的儿子就在上帝面前跪下来流泪祷告。
And when his mother Monica knew of his situation, and he was very painful in her heart, and every morning and night he would knelt down before God to pray for his son with tears.
但是年轻的奥古斯丁呢，并不悔改啊，然后仍然认为基督教信仰是很愚昧的事情。他这么聪明的人，怎么会信那么，就是那么看上去很愚昧的信仰呢？
But Augustine did not repent. He thought that he was very smart. How could he believe in such foolish belief?
然后呢，他相反就一心想更加远离他的基督徒母亲，因为他知道他妈妈非常虔诚。然后他想尽量的远离他的母亲。
And on the contrary, he began to think about flee away from her mother, who is a godly Christian.
他就离开迦太基，就去到离家更远的罗马，然后最后又去到米兰，就越来越离家远。
And he went to Carthage from Rome and later to Milan, which is far away from his home.
莫妮卡呢，虽然每天为孩子流泪祷告，但她绝对不是一个软弱的女人，她也不是一个退缩的女人。他就去追着他的儿子，就跟着他的儿子，就一直就跟到了罗马，又跟到了米兰。
And Monica, his mother, although he prayed with tears for her son every day, she was not a weak mother, and she did not give up. She just followed her son to Rome and later to Milan.
是啊，我们今天有时候看到一些哇，这个人总是在哭啊。这个人总是在祷告哀求神啊，我们就说哎呀，这个人太软弱啊，这个好像就是性格很软弱，不刚强。
Today we see someone who always shed tears, always cry, we think that she is probably a very weak person.
其实我们往往看错了。
A lot of times we are mistake.
相反的是那些不流泪的，那些不向上帝哀求祷告的人，他们早早就放弃了，他们才是逃兵，他们才是软弱。
And on the contrary, those who didn't pray, those didn't shed tears and cry to God, and they have already given up, and they are actually weak.
虽然表面上就是好像那种肆意放纵情欲的奥古斯丁，他也很有才华嘛，所以很多人很赏识他。然后他就生活很放荡啊，就是他也有这样的一个这个支付条件啊怎样。但事实上，奥古斯丁内心是非常痛苦的。
And although that Augustine was indulgent in his lust, he was leading such a kind of life that a lot of other people admire, but Augustine was very painful for his own lifestyle.
事实上，他对他自己那种污秽败坏，今天跟这个女人在一起，那个那个女人在一起，然后他事实上对这些他非常非常的厌恶疲倦，他其实非常讨厌他自己。
He was actually disgusted with his lifestyle, his indulgent lifestyle, staying with this woman today and the other next day.
但是呢，他又深陷其中，就无法自拔。他一方面就是很恨自己，但是一方面又陷在这个里面。一方面他说：“我不能再这样了，我不能再这样了。”但是一看到诱惑试探，他一下子又掉进去，所以他非常的痛苦在这个里面。
And he hated himself, but he was trapped into those things, and he could not get rid of them. Once the temptation came, and he would fall into it.
他一直觉得自己很聪明，但是呢，他常常就困惑：我活着到底为什么
he's been thinking that he is very smart, but he was in the confusion that why he was alive.
啊，甚至就是他常常就想，就说为什么我还要继续的，留在这个世界上，每天这样的纠结，这样的痛苦。
And he always thought that why have I keep living in this world in pains?
很长一段时间，好多好多年，奥古斯丁都知道他的妈妈每天在为他跪下来流泪祷告，他都知道。
For a very long time, many years, and Augustine knew that his mother has been praying with tears for him.
然后最后在奥古斯丁的回忆录里，他这样来描述。啊，常年为自己流泪祷告的母亲。
And later in Augustine's memoirs, he described his mother.
他说：“啊，几乎过了九年，我沉溺于这个污秽当中，在这种黑暗当中。
”And he said that nearly 9 years passed in which I wallowed in the mud of that deep pit and in the darkness of falsehood.
在这期间，那位贞洁、敬虔和警醒的寡妇，仍不止息地为我向你哭诉。那么这个你就指的上帝。
But all that time, this chaste, pious, and sober widow did not cease to bewail my case before you.
她的祷告达到你的面前，但是我呢，仍一再地沉溺在这个堕落的黑暗中。
And her prayers entered thy presence, but I still tumble and toss around in the darkness.
那上帝啊，我的母亲是你忠心的使女。
So, O Lord, O God, that my mother is your faithful maid servant.
她曾为我向你啼哭祈祷，这比一个母亲为她将死的儿子哀哭还要厉害。
He has been crying and pray for me to you, and this is even greater than a mother crying for her dying son.
因为在他的眼中，我已经是一个死在罪中的死人了。
Because at that time I was a dead man in my transgressions.
莫妮卡常年的为他儿子流泪祷告，那么有一天有一个主教就安慰他。就说你为之流了这么多眼泪的儿子是不会失落的。
And Monica has been praying and crying for her son for many years, and one day a bishop comforted her that and said that you have shed tears for your son for so many years, and your son will not be lost.
很多年以后呢，30多岁的。奥古斯丁终于有一天在圣灵的光照下面认罪悔改了。
And many years ago, in his 30s, Augustine, finally under the light of the Holy Spirit, came to God, confess his sins and repented.
然后奥古斯丁说自己的悔改是他妈妈莫妮卡的膝盖和眼泪换来的。
Augustine said that his repentance was exchanged by his mother's knees and tears.
然后终于就是等到看到自己的儿子认罪悔改成为基督徒，莫妮卡在几天之内就去世了。
And seeing her son confessed his sins and repented and became a Christian, and several days later, Monica died.
50多岁，这个妈妈流泪的妈妈就离开这个世界。
The mother of tears left the world in her 50s.
然后呢，在临死前，莫妮卡对她儿子奥古斯丁说：“就说儿子啊，我对世界其实早就没有留恋了。”
And before her dying, his mother, Monica said to Augustine, "My son, I had no desire for this world."
但是我为什么过去一直留在这个世界上呢？我只过有一个希望，我希望能够看到你成为基督徒。今天我这个期望已经满足了。
But I had stayed in this world just one wish that you could become a Christian, and today my wish has been fulfilled.
不过还有一件事情，我还是有点不安。
But there's one more thing that disturbs me.
就是我愿意有一天你能够亲看。这个世俗的快乐 成为神的仆人，这样我就太喜乐了。
And the one day that you will despise the happiness of this world and become the servant of God, then I will be glad. I will be joyful.
啊，我们当然也都知道后来发生的事情。后来发生确实，奥古斯丁成为神大用的仆人，他也确实不再沉迷于他以前所沉迷的这个世俗的快乐、情欲的这些快乐当中。
And we all know what happened later, and Augustine became a great servant of God, and he was no longer indulgent in those lusts and the happiness of this world.
奥古斯丁后来是这样描述自己的母亲，她因为我的堕落，哭泣没有停止过。
Augustine described his mother like this, and she never stopped crying for me because of my depravity.
她的痛苦丝毫没有减轻。
And her pain were never lighted.
直到我悔改之后，
until,
她的痛苦才停止。
Until my repentance and her pain stopped.
她实在是外穿着妇人的衣服，内藏着男人的信心。
And she was a woman with wearing a woman's clothes outside, but has a man's face in her heart.
啊，这个我们说明一下，这个是当时那个时候的这种语言习惯哈。但是我们都知道，就是女人的信心一样是非常非常强大的。
I have to point out this is a habit of the language at that time, and I have to point out that the face of a woman is also great.
啊，我们会看见男人往往是第一个当逃兵的，在耶稣基督临上十字架的时候，是不是？
And we can see in the Bible that men are always the first to escape when Jesus was crucified.
啊，那么耶稣钉在十字架上，那些妇人来到耶稣脚前，耶稣从死里复活，是女人第一个到耶稣的坟墓里去看主。那时候男人都不知道躲哪去了。
When Jesus was crucified, and it was those women who came down before his feet, and when Jesus was resurrected, and it was those women who went to the tomb, trying to anoint him.
啊，所以奥古斯丁在这里是用当时的那种语言习惯的一个描述，就是他的妈妈外表看上去很柔弱，但是里面的信心非常刚强。
So Augustine was describing his mother with the language habit at that time, saying that her mother seems to be weak outside but has a strong face inside.
他最成功的事，是他儿子信了他的信仰。
The most successful thing is that his son, her son has believed in what she believed.
他说是我的妈妈，她做的最最成功的一件事情，就是她的儿子信了她的信仰。
And he said that my mother is most successful in the thing that her son believed in what she believed.
啊，我们今天都希望成为成功的母亲。
Today we all want to be successful mothers.
那到底什么才是成功的母亲呢？
But what is a successful mother?
让我们的孩子哇成为总统啊，成为诺贝尔奖得主，我们就成功了吗？
Are we successful when our sons become the president or a Nobel Prize winner?
啊，但在奥古斯丁眼中，他母亲最大的成功，就是他母亲让他这个浪子能够信他母亲的信仰，有一天可以悔改。
But in Augustine's eyes, the most successful mother is that his mother has converted him and has let this son believe in what she believed.
啊，我们今天一开始提到那个超级超级卖座的那个回忆母亲或者歌颂母亲的电影。
At the beginning, we mentioned about the best-selling film about the daughter's memory about her mother.
啊，我也没有看过这个电影，我只是知道它要大致讲的是什么。
I haven't seen this movie, but I know what it's about.
啊，很多人就说，哇，这是孩子对母亲可以给的最大的赞美了，就拍一个关于母亲的电影，超级的卖座。那还有什么比这个能够给他母亲带来更大的赞美呢？
A lot of people say that this is the best praised for her mother by producing such a movie. What could be better than this?
但是我想说，这种电影要不了几年，甚至要不了几个月，没有人再会去关心它，没有人再会去想看它。
But I would say that such movies, I would say that won't take several months that no one will be show interest into it, in it.
但是奥古斯丁对他母亲的赞美，世世代代被基督徒们所思想、所纪念。人们知道奥古斯丁的母亲是一个痛苦的、流泪的母亲。
But Augustine's praise for his mother has been memorized and meditated by generations of Christians, and they know that his mother is a painful and a mother with tears.
那么我们今天在母亲节，我们都希望我们都能够 honor 我们的妈妈。
Today on the Mother's Day, we all want to praise and honor our mothers.
然后我就在想，哇，什么是可以真正的，表达我们对母亲的这样的一个，这样的一个爱，这样的一个尊敬。
And I was thinking, what can we use to express and our love and honor to our mothers?
或者说表达出我们对母亲的感谢呢？
Or to express our thanksgivings for our mothers.
我当然不是说鼓励大家都去看那个电影的。
I'm not encouraging you to watch the movie.
当然我希望我们大家来思想奥古斯丁是怎样说他的母亲。
But I encourage you to meditate on how and to think about how Augustine praised his mother.
奥古斯丁说，感谢母亲忠诚又持之以恒的祈祷，有了这样的母亲，我才没有枯萎。
He said that I thank my mother's of prayers, it's being so faithful and so perseverant, and with such mothers, I did not wither.
他说：“母亲，你赐给我双重生命。”
He said, "Mom, you give me double life."
在身体方面，你将我生在这个可爱的世界。
And in body, you give birth to me in this into this lovely world.
在灵魂方面，你将我生在那荣耀的天堂。
And in soul, that you give birth to me in the glorious heaven.
他说。母亲，你曾两次做我的母亲。
Said, "Oh, mother, that you have been my mother twice."
最后我们请大家起立，我们一起来读两处圣经的经文。
In the end, let's all stand up and read two scriptures in the Bible.
好了，咱们读。好，我们一起看到屏幕上的圣经经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十六章二十一节。
Let's read together John 16:21.
约翰福音十六章二十一节起，妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了。既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。我们再读加拉太书四章十九节。
Galatians 4:19.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, heavenly Abba Father, we praise you and thank you.
我们愿你将那莫妮卡奥古斯丁的母亲心中的信心，你怎样把这样的信心放在莫妮卡心中，我们也求神把这样的信心放在我们的母亲心中。
May you give the faith that you put in the Augustine's mother Monica and give this faith into the mother's mothers.
求神加添我们母亲们的信心，让他们有信心，有力量，有智慧，能够带领自己的孩子来信靠神，来认识神。
May you give May you increase the faith of our mothers so that they will have the faith and strength and wisdom to lead and pray our kids to believe in you.
愿神纪念我们母亲为儿女所流下的眼泪。
God, we ask you to memorize the tears that mothers shed for their kids.
愿神纪念我们的母亲为孩子所承受、所经历的痛苦。
And may you memorize all those pains that mothers born for their kids.
我们更是求神怎样把那天上来的喜乐、那最大的喜乐放在莫妮卡的心中。我们有求神把同样的喜乐放在我们的母亲心中。
Lord, how you put this great joy from heaven into Monica's heart, and may you put the same joy into the heart of our mothers.
让我们的每一个母亲都真正的能够看见，她能够给自己的孩子做两次母亲。
Every mother among us will clearly see that she can be the mother of her children twice.
不仅仅是把孩子带到这个地上的世界，更是把孩子带到荣耀的天堂。
Not just bring their child into this world, but also bring their children to heaven.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.